And welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show here. Josh Kearns, Terry T. Holla Holloman in the house, filling in for Jason tonight. I don't know about you, Terry. When I was 10, you know, we did the little lemonade stand with Dixie cups and try and sell that for a quarter apiece. And I don't know if I ever made more than a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't very entrepreneurial when I was that age. But I had a newspaper route, and it didn't last very long, to say the least.
Well, I have a new hero that was introduced to us by producer Nicole, who found him. His name is Eric Vasquez, and Eric is a Lego entrepreneur down in Tacoma, and he has opened up his own Lego shop and is just going gangbusters in the last week. Eric, how are you?
Good.
So tell us about your business here. You're actually a businessman with a real shop and everything.
Yeah, so basically when I was 8, like I'd see like other people like selling stuff online and having like little shops and stuff, and I was like, I want to do that when I grow up, you know. I always loved playing with Legos and things. I started collecting them when I was 4, and I started playing with the Duplo ones when I was 2, and I just really liked it a lot.
And so what made you decide to actually open up a shop?
Well, I'd set up like a table and sell like little Legos, like at sidewalk sales and markets and stuff. And then one day, my mom noticed that the shop, like the space had the person there that was owning it. The shop closed, and so my mom was like, maybe one day, you know, you can get a Lego store there. We were sort of joking and stuff. And then we actually called there, and they said, yeah, we have some people waiting there. And so they said, you know, we could stop by and, you know, give the number and stuff and call them back and see if we got it. And then one day I was just selling at a sidewalk sale, and the owner there of the shop just came and said, we can have the same, you know, you can open up whenever you want. And he said, when you're ready, you can open up. And that's basically where it started.
That is really cool. So you went into the shop, but you actually went ahead and got a business license, Eric. How did you know how to do all of that?
Well, my dad works in the city of Tacoma, so he got all the business license and stuff done.
Is your dad actually helping with the business, or did they just say, here you go, you're on your own?
No, my mom and dad always help me. My dad's in work most of the time, so my mom and I run the shop during summer, and then she's going to run the shop when I'm in school, and then I'll walk over there because I go to Washington Elementary, and it's like right across the street, so I can just walk there when I'm done with school.
We're talking to 10-year-old Eric Vasquez. Eric has opened up his own Lego store down in Tacoma. What's the name of the store, Eric?
It's Connect the Brick and More. We sell used Legos and new Legos that are still in the boxes. And we also sell like other things like action figures and other things.
So of all the Legos that you have inside of your store, what is the coolest, most unique Legos that you have for sale?
Probably the newest ones, like the new Avengers ones and Jurassic World and things like that.
Are there any girls that come in there, or is it all just guys?
75% of them are guys, and then some girls sometimes come and they buy like little dolls or something. And now they're starting to make Lego Disney princesses and stuff. So I have a few of those.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What about your friends at school? They got to be kind of thinking, wow, my friend Eric has a store. What do they think about it? Do they come in too?
Yeah, they. My grand opening, most of my friends came over from school and stuff like that. Yeah, and they really liked it and stuff.
They're probably all jealous.
No, not really. Mostly like proud of me. My friend really liked the shop, and he's already came like 3 times.
Wow, that is so cool. So have you heard from the Lego people yet? Do they know what you're up to?
Yeah, actually, there's a guy that sells down at Freight House Square in Tacoma, and he actually didn't have a chance. He saw me in the newspaper, but he didn't have a chance to go over here. So actually, one of his employees came over and said he just wanted to send him down here, you know, check it up and say that he's really proud of me. Because I've known him for a couple of years.
Right on. Well, Eric, you're 10 years old, man, and you're making a lot of money over there selling Lego. What are you doing with all the money you make?
Well, like 25% of it, like, goes to the bank account, and then 25% is, like, for, like, college and stuff like that. And then, like, 50% of it is, like, to the rent because I have to pay off the rent.
Listen to you doing all this math. Now, what grade are you going to be going into?
I'm going into 5th grade.
Are you in advanced math? I mean, this is some pretty advanced math stuff you're doing here.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
So here's a question for you. Are you the boss of your parents then when they work in the shop?
Sort of, yeah. My mom has ideas and stuff.
But if they mess up, can you fire them?
No, I don't.
I guess you could, but then you wouldn't have a ride home from work, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you've been in business for a week now. What have you learned so far about running a business?
It's definitely really hard to do it, and, you know, it takes a lot of work and stuff.
Well, it's the summertime. Are you going to take some time off, maybe go on vacation, hang out with your friends?
Yeah, because we close Monday and Tuesday, so that's basically, like, going to the grocery store and doing other things, you know, resting.
Do you have brothers and sisters, Eric?
No, I'm an only child.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. So your parents can spend more time helping you out there.
Yeah.
What is your vision? I mean, do you hope that this thing grows into a much bigger business, get into a bigger space, maybe franchise? Yeah.
The guy that owns, like, there's the shop, and then there's a little space that's, like, apart from the shop, and the owner of the whole thing says he calls it an incubator, and that basically, like, where, like, a big business starts out, and then they start growing and growing and growing.
Hey, Eric, you're not telling me the truth. You're not 10
years
old.
He's not 10. You're just a really short grown-up, aren't you?
No, I'm actually 10 years old.
We're going to have to see some papers right next to the business license.
I got to ask you this, Eric. We know you love Legos. We know you love business. What other things are you interested in? There's got to be other things besides working and Legos that you love.
I do a lot of sports and stuff, and I play guitar, too.
Wow. So do you know what a Renaissance man is, Eric? Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Okay, look it up or ask your parents. You are, my friend, the definition of a Renaissance man. Hey, speaking of sports, have you ever heard of Marcus Trufant?
No.
He is a football player. He used to play for the Seahawks from Tacoma. And he and Terry, who you're also talking to here, they do a show called The Barbershop. Maybe you could be on there sometime. Maybe you could do, like, Seahawks Legos.
Oh, yeah. They actually have some, but they're not actual Legos. They're another brand.
Oh.
Wow. Well, whatever you have, we would love to have you on our show, too.
Okay.
So are you advertising? How are you getting the word out? Besides, I mean, we saw the article.
Yeah. So my dad actually made me a website, and we started doing that. And then my dad's working on, like, stamps and stuff and, like, business cards and everything.
Wow. This is so exciting. You know, like I was telling Terry at the beginning, I mean, when I was your age, I tried a lemonade stand, and I maybe made a couple of bucks, but I drank all the lemonade, and then I got sick. and then people didn't come, and I got bored. So,
and then you were just out of business.
You are very impressive, young man.
Thank you.
The store's going to be open, and then you're going to go back to school here in the fall. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be either a Lego engineer or designer. Lego designer.
You know, would you have to move to where Legos, where, out of, like, Denmark? Isn't that where they're headquartered?
Yeah, Denmark, and then they have, like, Lego in California and stuff, but the actual factory, I think, is in Denmark.
Wow, so you better start learning how to speak Danish then.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I know my wife works with a guy who actually, his son is like you. He's really into Legos, and he is, like, 14 now, and he's actually learned Danish because he wants to go work for Lego in Denmark.
Oh,
there you go.
Before we get you off the phone, Eric, I got one last question for you. What piece of advice would you give me? Because I want to start a business when I grow up, and I need some help. What advice would you give me?
I'll probably work hard and always, like, keep your hopes up and always believe it'll happen.
Eric Vasquez, the shop is called Connect the Brick in Tacoma, connectthebrick.com. And Eric, we wish you nothing but the best. And when I get fired here, can I come and work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Hey, Eric, thanks for taking some time, and have a great night.
Okay. Thank you.